This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
We decided to have a barker that would go out in the street and try to get people to come into the museum. And so I made a robot to do that. It was the first robot, actually.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? We sent KALW Sarah Tan to Crockett to find out more.
You might think that's an alarm clock, but it's actually a fossil tester that supposedly tells you if a fossil is real or not. You put a specimen into a tray at the bottom of a small black machine with a red light on top, and it will ring if the fossil is real. Artist Clayton Bailey built it in order to help verify some of the specimens he unearthed.
And here's a Bigfoot nest with an egg actually in it. A lot of people don't realize that Bigfoot lays eggs. And much like a mammal, they incubate the eggs for about 9 months and then a little baby Bigfoot comes out.
And did you make all of them?
These were unearthed.
According to the fossil machine, they're legit.
And some people question the veracity of what I'm saying, and so here we have the fossil tester, which shows proof.
Both the remains and the fossil tester can be found in the unnatural history portion of the Bailey Art Museum in Crockett, which Bailey runs with his wife, Betty. The museum features his work, along with some prints by his wife and son.
I wanted to be an exhibiting artist, my training is in art, and the Bigfoot allowed me to have something of more general interest than just art.
Both Bailey's interests and his art skew toward the silly and the weird. Take a ceramics, for example. There's a brain bubbling over in a bowl. There's Jumping Judy, a skeleton who dances when you walk by. And a roving cyclops eye that watches you. Bailey first started this museum to display his ceramics, and he wanted a way to entice people to come in. So he built a robot to help.
We decided to have a barker that would go out in the street and try to get people to come into the museum.
The barker doesn't actually bark, but if you're walking down the street, it's impossible to miss. It stands at the front door with bulging googly eyes, a big red tongue, and a broom bristle mohawk.
Little by little, I made more and more robots, and then now people call us the Robot Museum because we have so many.
Today, there are about 20 robots clustered at the center of the museum.
The main function they have is to stand and be handsome and pretty. I don't have them walk around, you know, because I am a ceramic artist, and I wouldn't want them to walk around and break my pottery.
The robots are mainly made of recycled objects and some scrap metal.
For example, Marilyn Monroe bot is made out of cookware. Her body is a coffee maker. Her head is a coffee pot. Her shoulders are parts of a kitchen meat grinder.
Marilyn Monroe bot also has a pair of large coffee pot breasts. She's the only obvious female. Some of the other robots are less human-like.
It's kind of like dialing a telephone.
Bailey shows me something that looks like a robot totem pole in the corner with a spring that winds inside. He pushes a dial.
I can't always explain what we're looking at, but sometimes that's why I like it.
That feeling is often shared by the people who visit the museum.
This is weird.
8-year-old Noah Miller stares wide-eyed at the brain in the bowl.
And what is that thing? It's so gross. But I found the other thing that burps.
Well, that's the highlight. Anything that burps.
Found it. Over here, right here.
This is his first time here. He's come with his mom and his aunt. They try not to touch anything, but Noah has no hesitation about playing with the art. He tries out a pop gun with the help of Bailey's wife, Betty. It's made out of metal dishes, an X-ray machine, and it looks like something out of a 50s sci-fi movie.
I hit a robot.
I love the sort of balance between fantasy and reality or you know, this sort of pseudo, mythological kind of the details.
That's Mike Walds, another visitor and a documentarian. He found the museum one weekend after reading up on Clayton Bailey.
I like art that kind of walks that line a little bit sometimes, where you're not really sure what to believe.
Which, to Bailey, is kind of the point.
You have to decide, is it true? That's sort of the way it is, isn't it? Even when you watch television.
Bailey likes how his museum has become more than an art gallery. Now, it's a place for people to really play with his work.
That art should be educational and entertaining.
But also,
I like the idea that when you walk in the door, you pay me money to look at my art.
And you guessed it, there's even a robot for that.
And when you put a $5 bill in his mouth, he says,
thank you.
You put another $5 bill in, and you put in another $5 bill,
thank you.
And so on and so forth.
In Crockett, $5 poorer, I'm Sarah Tan for Cross Currents.